Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start with bassist Ray Brown. From 1950, he was given his own trio job. He chose Hank Jones for piano and Buddy Rich on drums. Norman Granz gave him the contract for Clef Records. We will hear Edgar Sampson's Blue Lou and the Russian folk song, Song of the Volga Boatman.
Thank you.
Ray Brown playing his bass, pizzicato and arco using the bow. Blue Lou, written by Edgar Sampson, song of the Volga boatman, traditional Russian folk song. And that was all done early for him. 1950, his own trio, Norman Grand's Clef label, Hank Jones piano, Buddy Rich on the drums. Ray Brown, he was a good interview too. I've had several with him over the years. And like to talk about Jimmy Blanton, the great bass player for Ellington, who was a tremendous influence on bass players, and particularly on Ray. Ray Brown for you, 1950. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Law Offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
One of the great singers in the 20s in the pop vein, which includes what we call jazz and the art of improvisation at that time, was Annette Hanshaw. For Pathé Records, here she is, 1927, and behind her, playing beautifully, is Adrian Rollini on his bass saxophone, Joe Venuti on his violin, Eddie Lang's guitar, and Vic Burton's drums. Annette Hanshaw, 1927, and she was extremely popular at the time. That's Who, written by the great team of Jack Yellen and Milt Eger, Adrian Rollini in the bass, sax, Joe Venuti violin, Eddie Lang's guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. What stuff. John Kirby now, his orchestra, his sextet, 1938, he plays the string bass. This was a magnificent ensemble. And most of the arrangements were done by the trumpet player Charlie Shavers. Buster Bailey sings clarinet, Russell Prokope, the alto saxophone, Billy Kyle on piano, Kirby, as I said, on bass, O'Neill Spencer playing the drums. O'Neill's going to sing if you hear somebody singing. Shavers wrote this. It's called Rehearsing for a Nervous Breakdown.
Bad feeling to wake up at the break of day. Say it's an awful bad feeling to wake up at the break of day. reach over and rub an empty pillow and find your good woman has run away. Why, it may be a week, and it may be a month or two. It may be a week, and it may be a month or two. I'm gonna take her to the preacher man just to hear her say, I do, I do, I do.
John Kirby, his bass and his sextet, or some places it calls his orchestra. 1938, rehearsing for a nervous breakdown, written by Charlie Shavers in Pastel Blue, written by Shavers and Artie Shaw, and a vocal by O'Neill Spencer. And in that Pastel Blue, you heard a line maybe you remember from somewhere else. It's the Blue Monk line, Thelonious Monk's tune. Boo, boo, doo, da. Ba, da, 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 dee, dee, boom, dee. That one. Now, people jump on it. They say, oh, well, Monk didn't write it then. Such nonsense, of course. I mean, we all have all kinds of sounds in our heads and put things together and knit it a little bit differently. And I brought along the Artie Shaw Orchestra version, which happened a little bit later, 3 or 4 months later, into 1939. First, let me tell you who was in Kirby's band. Shavers, trumpet, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Russell Procope, alto, Billy Kyle, piano, John Kirby, bass, O'Neill Spencer, vocal, and drums. Now we're going to listen for the Blue Pastel. It was originally called Blue Dilemma. Mainly because Shavers liked that word. Later in the 40s, he wrote something about Dizzy called Dizzy's Dilemma. Wonderful record, if you can find it. It has Buddy DeFranco on it and so on. Here's Artie Shaw, Pastel Blue.
Thank you.
There you have that motive again of Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk, and arranged by Shavers for Artie Shaw's band. Shaw's clarinet, 1939 Bluebird Records. Chuck Peterson doing plunger mute work on the trumpet there. Trombone, Les Jenkins, nice solo. And able to use his timpani mallets, Buddy Rich, playing the drums. Remember that thing? Down, ba, doo, down. Now we're going to go to 1944 and pianist Mead Lux Lewis, who does honor to Jimmy Yancey, the great piano player. Lewis calls this Yancey's Pride, done in 1944 by Four, Moses Ash Records, an important small label at the time. And listen for the Blue Monk. Here's Mead Lux Lewis. Again, sneaking in like that. And of course, with Louis Armstrong, he, in the late part of his early career, that is, late part of early, that works though, late 20s, early 30s in there, he put the Salt Peanuts. And then, of course, later Dizzy came out with one called Salt Peanuts. They say, well, he didn't write that, Louis did. Here's Thelonious. This isn't the first time he played Blue Monk, but a little later. My favorite, maybe my favorite Thelonious Monk solo album. It's In San Francisco, 1959. Riverside Records, solo piano. Blue Monk. Thank you. Thelonious Monk and his composition Blue Monk in San Francisco, October 1959, solo piano. Shirley Horn wants to tell you that I just found out about love.
I just found out about love, and I like it. I like it. I like what love has been doing to me. I hold you close in my arms, and I like it. I like it. Oh, what a wonderful future I see. It's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal, and I know it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel. Right now I'm living it up, and I like it, I like it. Hey you, give me a clue, what's love doing to you?
Shirley Horn, playing the piano and singing for you. 1990 for Verve Records. Charlie Abel's bass, Steve Williams on the drums. They worked with her a long time. I just found out about Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson. And Shirley Horn was able to brilliantly remember the 3-minute amount of time on a 78 and see what you could do in that. And not overdo, necessarily. Like that. It's about 3 minutes, you just heard, and it all worked, and it built slowly. Wonderful work by Steve Williams to support that crescendo. Shirley Horn, 1990, I Just Found Out About Love. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle University's Leadership Executive MBA, committed to developing leaders who create positive change. Next class observation, April 29th, and next info session, May 5th. Registration by email at emba@seattleu.edu. Dimitriou's Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the alley for saxophonist Maceo Parker. This Tuesday and Wednesday, a tribute to Pinetop Perkins with Hubert Sumlin and Willie Big Eyes Smith. Info and reservations at jazzalley.com.
Stefan Grappelli playing the violin and Earl Hines on the piano. London, 1974. Black Lion Records. Stefan Grappelli, well, he said, let's meet halfway. So they met in London. Earl Hines said, wait a minute. I came in from Oakland. And you came in from Paris. Well, anyway, there they were. Beautiful. Manhattan. Richard Rodgers' masterpiece from 1925. And Fine and Dandy, written by K. Swift, 1930. Now, what happens in art sometimes, you change the tempo. Change the tapestry a little bit. Ruby Braff and his cornet, and Ellis Larkins, his piano in 1972, are going to give you a different version of Fine and Dandy. Compare Stefan Grappelli and Earl Hines' version of Fine and Dandy. That was Ruby Braff and Ellis Larkin. cornet and piano, respectively. 1972 for Chiaroscuro Records. Wonderful label and a beautiful performance. Braff and Larkins are now going to do Ray Noble's The Very Thought of You. And then I'll just keep going, and you can hear the lyric, also written by Ray Noble, sung to you by Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
The very thought of you, written by English composer band leader Ray Noble. Done first by Ruby Braff, cornet, and Ellis Larkin's piano, 1972. Then Billie Holiday and her orchestra, 1938, for vocalion. Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester Young's beautiful clarinet, Queenie Johnson piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums, right out of Basie's band to come over and help out Billy on that. September 1938 for vocalion. Vocalion. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is the Art of Jazz. Bessie Smith, another one of the great honest singers. I mean by that that she wasn't trying to get somebody's vote. She was giving them the purity of herself, and there's a great difference. This is Two Sides of a 10-inch 78 record. It was written by J.C. Johnson. It's called Empty Bed Blues. The trombonist is Charlie Green. The pianist is Porter Granger.
Oh,
buried way up high. He came home one evening with his buried way up high. What he had to give me made me wring my hands and cry. He gave me a lesson that I never had before. He gave me a lesson that I never had before. When he got through teaching me from my elbow down was sore, he bought my first cabin and he made it awful hard. He bought my first cabin and he made it awful hard. Then he put in the bacon, it overflowed the pot. When you get good loving, never go.
Bessie Smith telling it. Empty Bed Blues. Parts 1 and 2. It was written by J.C. Johnson. Trombone by Charlie Green. Porter Granger at the piano. 1928 for Columbia. Now, that kind of composition usually isn't done again by anybody, really. I mean, certainly not just an instrumental version of that. But I found one, Claude Hopkins, pianist, leading a small band in 1960 for Prestige Swingville label. Emmett Berry on trumpet, Buddy Tate, tenor saxophone, Hopkins on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. They will do Empty Bed Blues, and then What Is This Thing Called Love? pianist Claude Hopkins' Small Band, 1960 for Prestige Swingville Records. Empty Bed Blues, and What Is This Thing Called Love, written by Cole Porter. Emmett Berry Trumpet, Buddy Tate Tenor, Hopkins Piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and O.C. Johnson playing the drums. Playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, presenting The Zen of Ten, a 10-piece ensemble playing chamber jazz, Saturday, April 30th at Benner Royal Hall, and Sunday, May 1st at the Kirkland Performance Center. Tickets and details at srjo.org.
Hopkins had a big band in the 1930s, and I brought one from March of 1933. We will hear two. Brunswick Records recorded his band. This is Jesse Greer's Just You, Just Me, and the lyric is by Ray Clegis. Hopkins on piano. The vocalist is a standard vocalist that he had for a long time. Wonderful one, Orlando Roberson. Baritone saxophone player is Edmund Hall. The arrangements by Fred Norman.
Just a cuddle and coo, just us, just we. We'll tie a lover's knot right under the moon. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are your arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. Oh, we'll find a cozy spot, baby, just a cuddle and goo.
Hopkins Orchestra, 1933, Just You, Just Me, Hopkins on piano. Orlando Roberson doing the singing, Edmund Hall baritone saxophone. Now, the rhythm section of a big band, I want to talk about this one. It's important. It keeps the pulse going. It holds the band up and keeps it moving. the spirit in a way. But it's not just that. I mean, the arrangement has a lot to do with it and how light and fanciful everything else is rather than ponderous. The vocalist here on Ain't Misbehavin', written by Thomas Waller and Andy Razeff, is Ovi Alston, who also played wonderful trumpet in this band. The rhythm section, Hopkins piano, Walter Jones on either banjo or guitar, Henry Turner on string bass or tuba, and Pete Jacobs on the drums.
No one to talk with, happy on the show. Ain't misbehaving, save my love for you. Sans on zazo, I know for certain, babe, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you think of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Da da da, Jackie Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care, babe. Kisses are worth my waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care, go. Home about 8 million radio, ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, 1933, and Thomas Waller and Andy Razeff's Ain't Misbehavin'. Ovi Alston singing and also playing trumpet. And the band swinging for Brunswick Records, Claude Hopkins. Now, what do... Oh, yes! This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, where business, science, technology, and law work together to protect your ideas, serving clients in Seattle and around the world for over 46 years. Information at seedip.com.
What we just heard was the sound of a big band from 1933. I'd like to go to the brilliant Dutch jazz orchestra at the end of the 20th century. Discovered some manuscripts, quite a trove of them, of Billy Strayhorn, things that had never been played, arrangements that were never used, and so on. And so I want to compare, for you to compare, the sound of a fairly modern big band with what you just heard. Doesn't mean one's better than the other. That's not the case. case is, it's they're doing the same thing. They're putting together a bunch of people to make a sound really well for a number of minutes. And the difference is that this isn't so much for dancing. In Claude Hopkins' time, that kind of riff, the dancers loved it. I mean, they could just, the whole room would just pick up. So you're in the audience now. The band is assembled. This is the Dutch Jazz Orchestra doing Rare Things by Billy Strayhorn. The Dutch Jazz Orchestra, near the end of the 20th century in the Netherlands, recording rare arrangements by Billy Strayhorn, which they discovered. Things that hadn't been performed in the arrangement by Strayhorn. Ottoman New York, written by Vernon Duke, arranged by Strayhorn in 1948. Ogden Ruin on flugelhorn and John Ruocco on clarinet. Where or When, written by Richard Rogers, lyric by Larry Hart, arranged by Strayhorn, 1943-44. Marjorie Barnes singing Toon Roos, playing the tenor saxophone. Right now, I'm going to tell you, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. It's my pleasure to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy, providing information on keeping outdoor projects safe, including identifying underground utilities before digging. Details by calling 811 or online at callbeforeyoudig.org. Puget Sound Energy, delivering your energy future.
Here is Red Norvo to play the vibes, Red Mitchell to play the bass, and Tal Farlow to play his guitar. Hollywood, 1955 for Fantasy Records. Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Maceo Pinkard, Ken Casey, and Ben Burney, and Farewell to Alms, A-L-M-S, written by Farlow. Thank you. Red Norvo playing the vibes, Red Mitchell playing bass, and Tal Farlow on guitar, Hollywood 1955 for Fantasy Records, Sweet Georgia Brown, and Farewell to Alms by Farlow. In 53, in Hollywood also, and also for Fantasy Records, Norvo and Mitchell gathered together with Jimmy Rainey, the guitarist. Up first, Signal by Rainey. And Jimmy Rainey and Jimmy Rainey's composition Signal in Hollywood 1953 for Fantasy Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Norvo, Mitchell, and Rainey are going to do Richard Rodgers' You Are Too Beautiful. And that will be followed by Sarah Vaughan and Roland Hanna at the piano. So we might hear Larry Hart's lyric. Thank you.
beautiful, my dear, to be true, I am a fool for beauty. Fooled by a feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you to for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see, if one, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with that? It's not through a sense, it's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty. For beauty.
You are too beautiful, and that was written by Richard Rodgers. The show was Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, and it was introduced, I believe, if I remember correctly, by Al Jolson. And played for you today by Red Norvo, Vibes, Red Mitchell, Bass, and Jimmy Rainey on guitar, 1953 in Hollywood for Fantasy. Then Sarah Vaughan singing and Roland Hanna at the Piana. Hollywood 1982 for Pablo and their version of You Are Too Beautiful, so we might hear Larry Hart's lyric. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Overlake Hospital Medical Center in Bellevue. The spring issue of Overlake's Healthy Outlook magazine describes how specially trained intensivist physicians lead patient care teams in Overlake's critical care unit, in print and also online at overlakehospital.org.
I'd like to bring you now some solo piano.
Thank you. Thank you.
piano, solo piano of Bill Evans, 1968 for Norman Grant's Verve label. Here's That Rainy Day, written by Jimmy Van Heusen in 53. A Time for Love, written by Johnny Mandel, 1966. Now some things about distances. We all have distances in our lives, and this is what I call distances of knowing, an accomplishment. Bing Crosby, 1929, to start his.
Get the dope on the stars up in the blue. But you don't have to buy a telescope to spy that I'm in love with you. It's hard to see the bottom of the ocean. The water interferes with the view. But anyone can see with half an eye that I'm crazy over you.
Crosby with Sam Lennon's Famous Players Orchestra, starting things out about distances of knowing, understanding, and accomplishment. That's called Anyone Can See with Half an Eye That I'm Crazy Over You, written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis, with Jimmy Dorsey's clarinet and alto behind Crosby for OK Records. Next up in this set, Bill Cote with Bill McKinney's Cotton Pickers, 1930. Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva wrote this. It's called Never, Ever Swat a Fly.
¶¶ another fly. He may love another fly. He may sit with her and sigh the way I do with you. Never harm a flea. He may have a favorite she that he bounces on his knee the way I do with you. Never stop a bee if he is going anywhere. You may be concluding some terrific love affair. Be careful, don't step on an ant in the middle of a pant. He may want to, but he can't the way I do with you.
Never swat a fly. That's good advice. Bill Cody sang it for you with Bill McKinney's Orchestra 1930 for Victor Records, an arrangement by Benny Carter playing the clarinet. Trombone work, by Ed Cuffey. The pianist Todd Rhodes, the trumpet player Buddy Lee, and the tenor saxophonist Prince Robinson. Finally, of Distances of Knowing and Accomplishment, Billie Holiday.
Thank you.
Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. 1936, Brunswick. It's Like Reaching for the Moon, written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis. Jonah Jones, trumpet, Johnny Hodges, playing the alto saxophone, Harry Carney, baritone. Teddy at the piano, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, John Kirby, bass, and Cozy Cole, playing drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, where business, science, technology, and law work together to protect your ideas, serving clients in Seattle and around the world for over 46 years. Information at seedip.com.
Here's the set for your listening enjoyment of Errol Garner on piano, Wyatt Reuther playing bass, and Fats Hurd playing the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Earl Garner Trio, 1953 for Columbia. Wyatt Reuther on bass and Fats Hurd on drums. Lullaby of Birdland by George Shearing. Memories of You by UB Blake. And Will You Still Be Mine by Matt Dennis. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Taylor Shellfish Farms, growing shellfish for over 100 years with locations near Bellingham, Shelton, and coming soon to Seattle's Melrose Market. Taylor Shellfish supports Puget Sound conservation and water quality with organizations like Capital Land Trust. Info at taylorshellfish.com.
As promised, I wanted to go back to, and had many calls concerning it, the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, who in the end of the 20th century discovered some manuscripts, many manuscripts, by Billy Strayhorn. Arrangements of things that had never been played before, but were done by him. And so, here, from that time in that orchestra, is Moon River, written by Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer, and arranged by Strayhorn in 1962, and featuring on flugelhorn, Auk van Ruijen.
Thank you. work across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. In everything that's bright and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Set started with the Dutch Jazz Orchestra and the 1962 Billy Strayhorn arrangement of Moon River with a flugelhorn solo by Ach von Ruyen. And then Mel Torme and George Shearing, 1985 for Concord, and Sammy Fain and Irving Cahal's 1938 beauty, I'll Be Seeing You. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.